Hey everyone, this is Julia Barbaro, host of the Julia and Gino podcast. I'm here with the co-founder of Jake and Gino, my husband and co-host, Gino Barbaro.
Hi, Julia.
Hey.
How you doing?
Amazing.
This is going to be a fun podcast today. Today, our guests are Michael and Vanessa Sanchez. They're owners of Management That Is, a company that focuses on revitalizing their hometown of Albuquerque by using multifamily real estate. Michael and Vanessa believe in building their family and business together and around God, marriage, and their children, allowing them to keep what is really important at the forefront at all times. And we're going to find out what's important at the forefront today. Right, Jewel? Welcome to the show, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good to see you.
So, Julia?
Yes.
Would you like to start off?
Vanessa and Michael, we are honored because you are part of our Jake and Gino community. And I'd just like to ask, you know, let us know how you got involved with it, because I know you're into multifamily, but there's so much more to the Jake and Gino community that maybe people don't know. But give us the background behind there.
Yeah. When it started, I went and I was sold immediately by the multifamily education that was coming out. We went out to Nebraska an event that we weren't even supposed to be at. I did, I should say, by myself. I was following the bus around for a money mixer and got to meet everybody. And I was sold from that weekend. And when I came home and told Vanessa, she's always supported me a lot. And she's like, okay, let me research it. We met with Dylan and he said, look at the multifamily zone, which is what this show used to be called, right? Like, look this up and see if this fits your values. Whenever we got on that and showed that it was not just multifamily education and it was also family, we were sold. I mean, it was the easy yes for us and time to go to the next step for our company.
I binge watched, by the way. It was like, oh my gosh, I couldn't stop. I loved it so much. And I was like, Julie is amazing.
Can I say that again? She was actually the reason
why, because you know, the whys always make the final decision. And so I told, after I saw Julia and just your family and just the hearts that you guys have for this community, I knew it wasn't just about business and multifamily. I knew it was about what is important to us. And it was God and our family and always making sure that that's our why and that's at the forefront of our mind. So
can I share a quick story with you about, very similar to what Michael had done. It was October of 2016. And I said to my wife, I'm going to Starbucks to meet this guy. And she's like, you're going to meet a total stranger? What's the matter with you? So I went and met him. And then a month later, I got on a plane and flew out to Cleveland, Ohio with this person I met once. And I've become really, really good friends. So I commend you, Michael, for doing that, because you didn't know Jake and Gino. You're flying under the bus with strange people. Yeah. If it was my wife, she'd
something
be like,
something that I would never, ever do.
She'd be like, what are you doing out there meeting these people? You don't even know these people. And sometimes God puts these things into your mind. I don't know. John Levine, big shout out. I just connected with him. It was White Plains. I sat down on a bench. I met him through Bigger Pockets. And I'm Starbucks on Main Street there, and he sits down and we create this great relationship. He becomes part of the community. I go out to Cleveland. I have a great experience. I never would have done that earlier on. So I commend you for taking a risk. And sometimes we need to take a risk. And when we find the right fit, we need to take action. And that's what you did. And I think that's what I did years ago, even though my wife still thinks I'm a little crazy doing that.
Yeah, that's why I love you. You know what I mean? Because you do things that I wouldn't do.
The cool thing is once you take the action, those chance meetings that change your life are not a singular event. They happen all the time now. Like that's who we met you guys at the first one in Nebraska. And then we went to all the events after and the people we've been meeting. And now even outside of Jake and Gino, just because we believe in networking and taking risks so much now, we meet great people all the time that change our business change our business. Once a week, it seems.
So
like.
Let's take a step back and just share with the listener, how did you guys get into real estate and the entire partnership you have? Because when you joined Jake and Gino, you guys were already in the single family homes. You're fixing and flipping them. And you're like, this single family thing is pretty good, but it's a lot of work. I want to create some kind of wealth. So can you share that with
us? Yeah, I think the biggest thing was that the single family fix and flips was giving us like this cash in, but also large amounts of cash out. And we could not seem to, year over year, our net worth wasn't growing. And, you know, it was like, it should be. We're making these huge hits on these houses. We're knocking these things out of the park, but nothing was growing. And it was kind of like, is this the future? And that's where multifamily jumped in and we shifted at that point. I mean,
well, you don't know what you don't know. I think at that point, we didn't know that we had other options. We thought we have to invest everything we have. It has to be all of our money, all of our capital. And so I mean, I feel like it was just the cycle of, oh, we had a lot of money once we sold a house because we didn't hold on to them. And then all of a sudden we were putting all of that back into the next project. And I think finally we just looked at each other and we just said, this isn't what we want to do for forever. Like, what are the other options? And we knew multifamily was going to be the end goal. We just didn't know it was going to happen so quickly. And Michael and I are very much into education and building ourselves and building our family. And we started looking into programs, and that's when we came across the best program that we've ever heard of.
But let me ask you, what's the dynamic? What's the working relationship? Because you guys work really well together. Mm-hmm. I mean, who does what, and how does that look like in your household?
So in our company, we go all the way from acquisition. We do in-house, right? Like, we're the ones finding the deals. We're the ones taking them down. Then we typically do adaptive reuse, which is taking abandoned buildings, turning them to multifamily. So we do the design, the construction, all the way through lease up, property management. So right now we've pretty much decided that we design. I'm acquisition and then construction. She's a big part of the design whenever it comes to that. And now we've kind of had to lever back to where I take it through construction. Once I get to the property management point of construction, which would be the finishing touches, everything that looks nice at the end, she takes over quality control, and then she takes it all the way through leasing out. But on the construction, I mean, that's a very broad, we're both involved in every part of it, but I would say we're starting to define our roles a lot more and a lot better, and it helps.
I think that we have actually in the past probably year kind of figured out where we both belong. But before that, we were like stepping on each other's toes. It was like I was always going into his lane and he was always coming into my lane, and we didn't really know where our lane was. And, you know, there was a lot of, we were really good business partners, but then it would be like, oh, well, you didn't let me do this. Well, just let me do this. And then the marriage stuff, you know, we started squabbling on that. And then finally, on this last project, which was the biggest project we've ever done, it just kind of gelled. And we kind of finally started to trust each other, I think, in knowing that, oh, my side, and I found my passion. I found what I really like to do within the business. And that's where I was focused. And he was focused on his part. And we would have weekly business meetings that would last like 4 hours. It was crazy. But it started to finally like make sense. And instead of like stepping on each other's toes, this project just started working really well, because not only were we working to be better business partners, we were also working on the other end. We got a life coach and we started working on our marriage. And I feel like it kind of all just started coming together.
Before my wife takes over the show and starts talking about the women wheel of our profits and family, I got one more like business question for you.
You can have two. I mean,
she'll give me two.
I'm not a mean person. I didn't say,
from what I heard you're awesome. I heard you're excellent. So what do I know here? But you know, you're struggling through this. It's easy to say things gel, but where was that moment that you said, oh, wow, I have to let my ego go. I have to trust Michael, and Michael says, I have to trust Vanessa. Do you have a specific example or a story? Because we have one, and it was in my mom's basement, and I remember it clearly. But do you have one? Because it comes a point, like you said, you're getting frustrated. Sometimes you have to look inward and say, it's really not Michael that's messing up. I have to really take control of my own soul.
That is a great journey. Personal question. That is not a business question.
It is business.
I love it.
It is business because you're
sort
of working.
I know, but that's
working.
Such a common question amongst, and I know Vanessa and Michael get this, is how do you work together? Because it can be frustrating. And it's like kind of like, so talk about it, the two of you.
Oh, I thought that was my question.
It was.
She's giving me one question back. So I'm going
to
take my question.
I'll give it back to you.
I remember the exact moment, actually. We were in Phoenix at a boot camp, and we were in the convention center, listening to somebody speak. And we kind of just both looked at each other. And he was like, do we need to go outside? And I was like, we need to go outside. And we stepped out and we went and we sat down in the lobby and we just started having intense conversations that we've never actually had. And it was like, so what is your passion? Like, what do you want to do? Where is your focus? And I think at that moment, like just kind of hearing the speakers talk, you and Julia had gotten up and talked about growth mindset and just your experiences, like growing as a couple. And I think that was like the defining moment for us, that we just had this really in-depth conversation where like neither one of us was getting defensive. Neither one of us was like throwing blame or, you know, feeling guilt or shame. It was just very raw and open. And we walked away from that boot camp going, oh my gosh, like we have such a different vision for where our life is heading. And that's what I feel.
And I have I love that conversation. It was amazing. I think a lot of what sparked it was before in the business, Vanessa came from teaching and then I was from the business world for a long time. And so whenever she came into the business world, it was just me telling her, this is how business works. This is what we're doing. This is what we need to be focusing on. This is what you should be learning. That does not go well. I don't know if for everybody that's married out there, you can't be the one that educates your wife and you can't be the one that directs your wife, right? So then whenever we got a separate educational mentorship platform that she was able to watch on her own time, pick her own videos, her own areas of specialty, she would come back to me and tell me something that I told her like 5 years ago, but doesn't matter, right? It just, and I started being able to like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I'm not the one coaching because I love to coach. I love to teach. It's one of my passions. And my wife will not let me be the one that teaches her. That's very frustrating. But once you let that go and she's learning at such a high level, she's so intelligent, so smart, moves at such a quick pace. She picked up Jake and Gino and she was able to light speed her education and become a very valuable part of the business. And once that happened, now she's running her own divisions of the business, her own parts of the business, and it's completely separate. And now that she has the more of the growth mindset and more of the education behind her, now she's making decisions. And it's so apparent that now it's more of a, you know, we're working together at the same level instead of me trying to tell her how the business is going to work. Now she's helping develop the business from its core value standpoint. She has input in all of that. So it's made it a lot better.
And I think it's who you surround yourself with. I think once I, you know, sparked the relationship with Julia and I found that relationship and was meeting weekly with this women's group and kind of growing myself, and we would come together and kind of talk about things that were going on in our life. And it was like, oh, I'm not the only one. And oh, well, maybe I need to like step back a little bit and analyze like where I'm coming from too. Like, it's not just all my husband's fault that, you know, things like we can't talk or like why is he always teaching me? It's like, oh, maybe I do need to listen. And maybe I do need to like take a moment because yeah, I would say something that like you said that Gino said, and he would be like, I just said that like 2 days ago, but you want to listen to Gino? And I'm like, it's Gino Barbaro. Hello. And then you know, in the next sentence, it was like, but also Julia said, I need to be nicer to you. So I think just, you know, it's who you surround yourself with. I think that community, the people that we started talking to, just a different mindset was very, very important.
It was the end of 2019 and I'm in my mom's basement. I'm being doing a record with my wife. We're being interviewed. And I said something on the podcast that I didn't mean to say it the way it came out. I called my wife when we got married very, really lazy. I had to go back and listen to it. I can't even believe I said that.
It's episode two.
I was putting it into context into what she's become because now she's doing.
We still argue about it. I just want you to all.
She does. I'm trying to get the story out. You just killed the story. I'm trying to paint the picture. She's doing 4 loads of laundry now. She's got 6 kids. She's homeschooling. When we were married, it was a different time. And I had said it. And the way we reacted was I reacted pretty jerky at the time. Afterwards, I'm like, I just say a lot of things. I didn't mean to. Let's move on. Do you want to do this podcast or not? And my wife could have said, hey, go fly a kite. I'm not doing the show with you. Don't care about you. And if she had done that, then we would not have over, I don't know, 150 episodes. We wouldn't have all the Women Wheel of Our Profits. We wouldn't have had all this impact that we've been able to create. So at the time, you have to step back and say to yourself, did my husband really mean that? Was that malicious? Or did he make a mistake? And I obviously make a mistake. I didn't mean what I said. I just think that it could have been said better.
I love that you keep bringing this story up.
It's a great story, though, isn't it?
I feel like we need to revisit this every once in a while.
Because it's growth mindset for you.
I do. And I think this is important.
What's important,
that
baby?
Because, yes, working with your spouse is amazing. It really is. Yes. It's unbelievable. It's fun. All of that. And yes, it can be a challenge and you can get hurt feelings in there. And so just like Gino said, it's different if it's coming from an outsider.
And Vanessa, right? I feel your pain too, because I'll have my wife come with an idea And then like a day later, someone on the team will say, oh, that's a good idea. And she's like, I just told you.
Well, I don't say that. My kids say it. My kids are like, that was mom's idea. Like they're very careful. It's like, frustrating. Sometimes you don't. I get it. I do.
Yes.
And then what do? We have to back off and say, it's okay. If someone else had the idea, I also had, it's the pride, right? It's the pride where it's like, that was mine. That was,
sometimes
I taught you that.
It's better that a team member has the idea than me bringing the idea to the team member, because then they own it. And they're like, oh, I came up with it. When, as I know, in fact, it's actually my wife.
But it's
giving
a stress though, to work
difficult
with each other as a couple. And I know we've talked many times, Vanessa and Michael, and I kind of want to go there for a second. Did you have another business question?
I didn't. I'm looking at your notes. I'm trying to copy from cheat from your notes.
I'm writing
notes,
in chicken scratch because I don't want you to read it.
Yeah, okay.
because usually he cheats and he takes all my notes. Sometimes I'm all prepared. And anyway.
Now, we have had a great run in multifamily, going from 0 units to over $250 million in assets. That's over 2,000 apartment deals that we've been able to purchase through our framework, Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right.
Now, Jake and I, we created the Jake and Gino Community back in 2015. We launched our first book, Build Our Profits. And since then, our students have closed over 60,000 units. That's over $4 billion in assets they've been able to close over the last 6 years.
And that's why this community has been so successful. We call it results-based education, and we pour back into the community everything that we've learned on our journey from 0 to 2,000 units and all our systems and scale that we use on our very own property management and investing companies.
Jake, I love that. It's not just education, it's implementation. So what I want you to do, click on that link down below, apply to work with our team, see how we can help you on your journey in multifamily.
So I want to go to the personal development part. I want the two of you to talk about coaching, talk about the personal, because I've known so many couples that try to work with each other and it failed really, really badly because of that personal development. We don't take the time. We don't put the effort in. We're not aware. We don't want to be aware.
And full disclosure, you guys really weren't into personal development 4, 5, 6 years ago, correct? You've only embarked on this journey in the last couple of years, and the personal development and the growth that you've had over the last couple
amazing
of years has been exponential.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say revolutionary, not only for the business, but personally and for
as
the marriage.
As a mom,
and,
right?
Yes.
Even as a mother. Oh my gosh. So go tell us about that.
Go.
I feel like I've made the most changes personally. I was very stubborn. I was just very in my own like way, just very fixed. Like I didn't want to hear new ideas from him because it was like, I don't know what it was.
You're
I don't know.
Scared of failure.
I'm so scared of failure. I'm so scared of failure. And so to not know was scary for me, because I feel like all my life I've always just put myself into these positions where I just always knew so much about what I was doing that to venture off to like risky places or uncomfortable places was not me. And then I met Michael. And it's like, oh, let's think of this idea or let's do this. And it was like, ooh, but I don't know that. I have to become an expert first. And I think after we joined the community, after I started realizing like, I just need to come as I am. I need to stop trying to have this big ego of like, oh, I know. And I think once the change happened in me and I was able to be nicer to my husband, because he's always been nice, like always sweet, always loving. I remember
he sounds just like I do. I gotta say, I'm just like Julia. He's the perfect one, and you need a lot of work. Thank you, Michael. See, we're up against everybody.
That's why we get along, you know.
It's a lot of work too, because he's a coach, and I hate being coached, like especially by my husband. Don't coach me. Don't tell me what to do. And I think through our life coach, because we ended up after we joined the community, we got our own personal life coach. And I think once we did that and she started uncovering things and teaching us new ways, and one of our sessions, she actually told Michael, you need to stop being a coach to your wife. I know that's what you want to do, but she's not responding. We need to think of other ways on how you guys are going to communicate. And I think once that started happening and he started making those changes too, then, I mean, it's work on both ends. I'm just taking accountability for where I was, and you know, and he takes accountability for where he was. But it was this one time where Julia and I were talking, and she asked a question like, "What do you think of the first thing you think of when your husband walks through the door?" And it hurt my heart because I always think of like, oh, must have been nice, like being able to get away from the house and the kids and like go like drive for 30 minutes listening to music and jamming out. Like, and I started realizing that every time Michael walked into the door, I would have these negative thoughts. And so she just said, okay, just think about it. And so once I started to actually acknowledge and be aware of like how I was feeling when he walked in the door, because that hurt him. Like he would be like, gosh, it feels like you don't even want me here. And then after that, I was aware of it. And then it was like, oh, okay, I need to change that. I need to appreciate what he's done all day. He's worked his butt off. He's providing for the family. He, you know, has tons of struggles outside at our projects that I have no idea about, that he's putting out fires all day. And until I feel like I started being more aware of like how I was thinking about our marriage and us, I feel like that's when the change happened with me. And I can't speak for him, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, if you were Julia, you could speak for him. So can you speak for me? Sorry about that. I can't let that go because I'm just hearing Gina walk through the door and Julia going, well, I've been home all day homeschooling and cooking and cleaning. What did you do? I'm
just joking. I was thinking that, but I was thinking that. I had in the past.
See, experience counts.
But not recently. Not recently. Well, and it's not funny, for the past 4 years.
Because on podcasts, I used to always say, like, we. And one time we got off of a podcast and he's like, you have to stop saying we. I don't feel like that.
Yes.
And I was like,
she's like, we just got a growth mindset this last year. And I was like, no, we didn't.
No.
We have had it for a very long time, my friend. Like we I grew up with that. Yeah. Like, stop weeing me in this thing.
I was guilty of that as well, because first of all, you're a mom. And so most of the times it is we, it is, there's more than me. And it's hard. It's a big changer when all of a sudden you're like, oh, I did that. So that's huge. I feel like it's a mother thing.
Michael, I'm not going to let you off because
go ahead, Michael.
She answered that. Yes. You have to answer. So
the self-development, I mean, is amazing. And I think one of the biggest things is I've always been a big proponent of self-development, but I think it had went so much from my single life. Like there was times where it was just work 20 hours a day, learn everything you can, traject yourself to this W to the top of this W-2 job as fast as you can. So much development, so much failure. And I always believed in failure as a tool for learning, just because from wrestling from a young age, you're pretty much wrestling is made just to make you fail over and over and over again in the presence of a very strong mentor that could coach you along your failures. So you're propelled. So, you know, we wrestle 7 times a weekend for 6 months out of the year from the time you're 5 to you're 18. You've been in, I don't know how many failures, every type of life they could throw at you. So that's how I was. However, I don't think I've ever been coached on women, on marriage, on anything like that, you know? So I think I'm this big growth mindset and self-development, but I think there were so many times that it was just like, no, she should understand me. Like I'm already up here. We're doing this business stuff. And I prided myself as a coach and I prided myself as growth mindset and self-development. And then come to realize, I don't think I was applying any of those to the marriage, right? Like I would be like growth mindset in work and business, but then not applying it to being a husband. And then so whenever it started just kind of working on that and working on scripture and Bible study to help me with that, because it seemed like a good way to focus in on that area of our life. When she saw that, I believe there was this big trust barrier at first. So when she saw me working so hard at it, I believe a lot of the trust barrier went away where we could start having better conversations. And also, I don't think I had a chance to support her in her own specialties, like now that we do in the business. And I always wanted to, but, you know, it was like kind of she hadn't found her where she wanted to be. And now she's seen me support her in where she wants to grow. And like all of that self-development together, but also at the same time has been great, because at the same time I'm doing the stuff, she's doing it. And it's just like.
Michael, what you were doing, though, is you weren't really coaching. You were more consulting, believe it or not. A coach is someone who's asking questions. A consultant is like, this is what we need to do. Like you come and you learn how to buy a multifamily. That's really consulting. Coaching is like, hey, what's on your mind? Yeah. What else are you thinking about? How can I help you? They're asking empowering questions. And I think people really need to understand the distinction, because a lot of us think we're coaching our employees, but you're not really coaching. You're sort of like directing them, which is nothing wrong, because at certain points, you need to be telling what people to do. But life coaching is a completely different thing. We all have the answers within us. A good coach will pull those answers out, because we don't have the space to really be free. And we're not asked these really good questions. If you ask a really good question, you're able to pull out that answer. You're going to get a good answer. And the better question that you ask, the better answer. So I think your coaching was more like
consulting. Here's what you need to do.
Consulting, but he worked dictatorial, more like, hey, we need to do this. And she didn't want to be told. And obviously, when you go back in her past, when you think about it, maybe something happened when she was younger when people were telling her what to do, and she wanted to buck the trend. It's like, I don't want to be told what to do. I want to have my own autonomy. And I think that's what we all want. We all have our own autonomy. And if you can work on that as a relationship, you're still a couple, but we still want to have some part of our autonomy.
Well, I think, too, it's hard if you're not aware of how you talk, if you're not aware of how you communicate with each other, with our spouse, with our kids, whoever it is, even your employees. A lot of times, like my husband, like not in a negative way, he was always a boss. He worked at a restaurant. He was a boss, and he would have to tell people what to do. And it did come over into our marriage. Here's what you have to do. And I'm like, hold on a second. You know, but he never was even aware of how he would say
solutions
it.
Solutions
are strange.
You want to create solutions. I was watching a movie the other day, and this is old, back in the 1400s. I like watching a medieval. And whenever you see a king walk into the room, it's just amazing how everyone gets out of the way and how everyone bows. And he has a certain way when he talks to people, right? And it's sort of the same way when you're a boss. You just, I don't want to say command respect, but you have to make decisions, and you have to make quick decisions, and you can't waste time. And sometimes that's not the proper way to communicate, especially with your wife, Julia.
That's right. And Vanessa. Oh, yeah.
I did that all the time, where it was just like, make decision. And then you're not supporting my decision. Like, everybody else at work is behind me. We're rolling. We're doing this. You know, we're doing this huge project, and everybody's falling in, and there's 300 people listening to me, and it's the only way it works. Right. And then you get home and throw one of those, and she's like, well, I don't think that's the right way to do it, or why, or what? And you're just like, what? And so it makes sense. And the consulting thing was a great point. The consulting versus coaching. I'd never heard that.
Light bulb.
Boom. Like, that was great.
And you know, it's interesting because I feel like what Julia does so well too with the life coaching is I already know the answers in my head, right? She just brings them out of me. And so going back to the whole personal development, like, you know, Michael has consulted a lot with me. It's like, oh, this is what we're going to do. But I feel like with our life coach, she kind of put things into like different categories, like roommate, business partners, marriage. And I feel like that has really helped us, because he knows that like on business, okay, yeah, we can sit down and he can like say, okay, this stuff needs to get done. But when it comes to our marriage, okay, it's a different category. We can't do that there. It's more of the sitting down and having conversations and talking about it. But like going back to the life coach, you know, if he were to ask the questions and get things out, I think that it would have been a lot different. And I feel like that's what Julia does.
Because like you guys said, on working together, the business realm, we do have to be able to talk differently than married couple. Mm-hmm. And things, or else things won't progress in the business. And it's completely different, and it's hard to be able to be like that, because sometimes you're in gladiator mode trying to take down an acquisition or in the middle of a huge project. And if there's not that intensity or anything that you need from your business partner, you have to step in and you have to go over that. But then the beautiful thing about those boundaries of the different ones, my favorite thing is that they're not allowed to transfer. If I piss her off in the business realm, it doesn't affect how much she loves me as her husband, which we had to be taught that.
Yeah.
Because or else it did used to transfer. Everything used to transfer. If I was a bad roommate, she was mad at me as a husband. Or if we disagreed on something as parents, being raising our kids, that would also transfer. Now we've learned that those things don't necessarily transfer. When we disagree as a business relationship, that doesn't mean that our marriage is weakened. Not even one bit. Now I know that she loves me no matter what as her husband. That was huge for me and my self-development to realize that hey, when she's mad at me here, doesn't mean that she thinks less of me as her husband, which was a great way to categorize it. It's been huge for us.
Yeah,
that's absolutely beautiful, because a lot of times we do carry it to the next category. Vanessa, I love how you said the categories, because I think that's a lot of where we get caught up in, is if we're mad at each other at home, we go work together and we're still angry, we still bring that, and then it's a really bad day. That's personal development. We have to be aware of what's wrong, and we have to communicate it in the language that our spouse knows, by the way. That's huge, because we forget that. And Michael and Gino, you know, this is one thing, you will never truly understand women because you're men. And I think that's the beauty of men and women. We're so different. We take things differently. We just are different. We're created differently. And I think that's important because a lot of times we're just like, oh, I want to understand how women work. No, it's, you don't have to. You know, that's why we have our Women of Wheelbarrow Profits call on Thursdays with the Jake and Gino community, because we understand each other. And when Vanessa says something, I'm like, my gosh, I do the same thing. Let's talk about that. Or, you know, I don't know if you guys have a men's group, but you should. Jake and Gino community men's group. But that's the thing, that the guys will connect to different. I know. I just stopped talking.
Tell me, I got this idea and I got that idea. I'm just saying, I don't mind doing it. But then
it would be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would.
You guys would come in and just like pick us up and walk and carry us out somewhere. Like, I just know you would. That's just a little tip. Like romance or something, you know what I mean? But I just have to thank the two of you, because like I've seen your growth in the little time, like it's only been a few years that we've known you.
2 years.
2 years. And the growth that you've both made from the second I met you until now is unbelievable. But you put the work in, you put all that effort you put in, you show up, you decide to make a change, and you go. Like, that's what I think people forget, is that you have to put the effort into marriage. You have to put the effort into a business. And it just doesn't come. There's no manual that comes with Vanessa and Michael's marriage. Like, you have to create it as you go. What works, what doesn't work, try something different. And so I love that about
the
two of you.
What's on the horizon for you two, and where can the listeners get a hold of you guys?
What's on the horizon?
Oh, wow. Well, we're walking a building today that I've had my eyes on for 2 years. So we're going to see. It's an off-market deal. Our friend has been working on it for a long time. So we have that later on. I think continuing to work on our marriage, you know, and I think, like Julia said, having the Women of Wheelbarrow Profits has been life-changing for me, because I think there's transparency in that group. We go through life so often thinking everybody's life is perfect, and we see it on Facebook and we see it just at a distance. And when you're able to come together in a group and be raw and vulnerable, which I was never able to be, first of all, but when you're vulnerable, so much change happens. And I feel that's where Michael and I are continuing. Well, I can't say we. I am continuing to work on.
That's an amazing catch, Vanessa.
Is being vulnerable. I have not been able to be vulnerable a lot with my husband, because I've always felt like I've had to be strong my whole life. And so continuing to be vulnerable, continuing to just realize our dreams together as a couple and a family.
And on the MTI side, we're going straight to the top. I mean, we just finished our first project. We got it in the portfolio. We have proof of concept. We're going into adaptive reuse in a huge way. We're going to bring the whole city back. And if anybody needs to get a hold of us, the best way is just our email addresses. Michael at MTI right here on the shirt. MTINM, that's for New Mexico. Michael at MTINM.com, or Vanessa at MTINM.com, or our website, MTINM.com. And that's all about New Mexico. And we're just going to keep stacking doors, but changing the city. Changing the lives for our kids, changing the lives for our family. That's what's on the horizon.
And giving back, because you guys have given so much to us that there's nothing more that we could do. I mean, God wants us to continue using our life to help empower other couples as well.
Any final words?
No, that's beautiful. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what is next for you, because you've made such a difference in our lives and in the community's lives. So it's exciting.
I want to thank the listeners for spending part of their day with us. I know this has been an amazing story. I'm Gino. She's Julia. And we are Gino and Julia. Thanks, everyone.
I can't take it. It's so cheesy.
It is not. I'm not changing it.